Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Friday, September 12, 2025. My Bacardo's Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:10 a.m. on the dot. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he. We are in the United States, and it's the place where the brave, like the veterans we will salute today, thanks to our man John Basiliga and his great family of companies, including Basiliga Hospitality, Leonard Koval, Wilkes-Barre, John Fatula, Hazleton, James Newell, Harvey's Lake, Ralph Middaugh. Ashley, Rick, Reverend Rick Clark, Lebanon, Chet Stackhouse, Bloomsburg, the United States of America, founded with the certain knowledge and understanding that our government is not to be, cannot be, shall not be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution, well, it ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, whether they use it to make it all up or not. We know better. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, uniquely in the world, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, truth, fact, and reality, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where the Democrat Party and the left just making it all up. Yeah, we'll do that for the balance of the morning. So I'm going to continue to play some Charlie Kirk today, Monday. I just think he was a force for great good. And we had the disgrace yesterday. I mean, this is the level to which the Democrat Party has descended. And we'll maybe find a clip for you, but with the press conference and a bunch of things, we've got a lot to do today. A Republican congressman asked for a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk, and several Democrats who were on or near the floor vocally objected. These are sick people serving in the United States Congress as Democrats. And I mean sick, mentally ill. The perspective they see and to come from is twisted and maybe even evil. Crazy stuff. And by the way, I heard President Trump's, I heard the morning show at the end, President Trump's statement that the primary, if not exclusive, lunacy from radicals is coming from the left. Well, it is. Somebody texted me yesterday, well, what about the, and I apologize, I couldn't get to it yesterday, state representatives in Minnesota who got shot. Well, they got shot because they voted against providing Medicaid to illegal aliens. That's why they got shot. I'm willing to listen to information here, more information, when they played Governor Shapiro, who we know is a liar. He lied about abortion. He lied about Medicaid cuts. All the Democrats have. So, I mean, what is going on here? So now we're going to blow, well, you lied about this, you lied about that, you can't even protect the governor's mansion, but we're going to believe you now. I mean, he comes on the morning show and gets a patty cake interview. So, fine. But let's not change the facts. Cinderblock checking in. He says, pretty disgusting to hear Josh Shapiro clicking his tongue and wagging his finger at President Trump for calling out the violence on the left, saying Trump needs to stop stirring the pot and denounce violence on all sides. Sorry, but Shapiro might have to take a stand because the multiple assassination attempts, the shootings, school shootings, and mostly peaceful but slightly fiery riots have gone across America over the last 10 years, and I think we know exactly where 90% of the 5% of the political violence is coming from. Amen. Amen. Somebody asking to name the names of the people that objected. We're going to try to find that, Bulldog, try to find that, would you please? It was disgraceful. Well, they were doing it anonymously. I don't even know if they're identifiable. We'll see. So my buddy, State Senator Marty Flynn, posted. It was an idiotic post about Charlie Kirk saying that he was some bringing up morality. What? Are you out of your mind? Marty Flynn bringing up, well, maybe it was immoral and blah, 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 but there's no place for us in Unite. What the hell is that? So I sent him a text and said, your comments regarding Charlie Kirk were effing stupid. And you should apologize. He said, thank you for your opinion. Then we have a guy named Brian Fallon. He works for State Representative Bridget Malloy Kazurowski. And he brings up the Second Amendment. What did the Second, basically, he favored Kirk, Charlie Kirk, the Second Amendment. Did he favor murder? Brian Fallon, you are so stupid. You're so idiotic. I hope she fires you. I hope she has the guts to fire you. You're an idiot. He's in constituent services for State Rep. Bridget Kazurowski. Then we have this disgusting Scranton face painting or face painting Scranton. Now, this person is scum. They posted, guess he's up to date with his shots now, about Charlie Kirk. There is nothing that could happen to them in their business short of violence that they don't deserve. Because they're this is the same a-hole that put their Texas Trump-loving houses floated into Mexico after one of the floods. Is her name Rachel Lavelle? Face painting Scranton. I don't want you anywhere near my children, you piece of spit. You're a piece of spit. Then there was a couple of teachers. I believe in Valley View School District. I have one name. I don't have the other. Melissa McGowan is one of them. Now, during school time, they posted this saying from Oscar Wilde, basically saying, some people do good when they leave, referencing Charlie Kirk, should be fired. I don't want that person, Melissa McGowan, anywhere near children. You're sick. Absolutely sick. And you're stupid on top of that. My God, if you think, if you're that demented, Melissa McGowan and Brian Fallon and Rachel Lavelle of face painting Scranton, if you're that demented, try to keep your stupid, idiotic, warped mind from exiting your pen, your keyboard, or your mouth. Dear God. Sick people. Sick. And there was things like that all over the country, and they happen. But I'm more than happy to call them out. More than happy. Sickening. You're a teacher. You're a teacher. This is the example you set for children? In the face of an assassination, in the face of martyrdom? What was Charlie Kirk killed for? And by the way, I heard Nancy this morning talking, well, they don't know the idea. Yes, we do. We knew it the moment he was shot. We also knew there was trans and this anti-fascism nonsense on the gun and the bullets, the casings. We don't know. Oh, well, we don't know. Again, that's the left. They ignore fact, truth, and reality to continue their false, lying narrative. That's what they do. Yeah, Mr. Paul points out so many obvious lies. I mean, they had the interview with our hopefully former mayor the other day, and Paige said she was driven crazy by Joe Biden's border policies. You want to talk about lying? You want to talk about lying? Paige was driven crazy by Joe Biden's border policies. My God, how stupid do you think we are? That's the arrogance. Somebody said, Bob, there was a Scranton business that made a disgusting post with a picture of Charlie Kirk saying he got all his shots. I brought it up. That's face painting Scranton. Face painting Scranton. I'm not for... Well, by the way, if you want to use a sick... insane person like that, a cruel, warped person like that, for anything, be my guest. Yeah, you're going to see And I, by the way, I pointed out yesterday that a lot of people on the left, I don't care if they didn't mean it, they made the right statements. From Nancy Pelosi to Governor Newsom. But if there's a but anywhere in your statement, like Marty Flynn did, you are wrong. 1,000%. You should be ashamed and you should apologize. Period. And at that period, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Billy Ray Cyrus, we're going patriotic music today. Murph asked me, I said, you got it. That's one of our veterans songs, so I thought it was a veterans thing early. Billy Cyrus, Some Gave All. We're waiting for the FBI update from our man Rob O'Donnell and through the New York Post. We can pre-identify, I believe, it's the killer of Charlie Kirk, 22-year-old Utah resident Tyler Robinson. He was turned in by his father via a minister intermediary. So thank you, Rob, for that through Mr. Paul, our executive producer. So that's probably the name we're going to hear. We'll see. And they'll go through it all. But quite amazing. I want to mention again, State Senator Marty Flynn. An idiotic statement he made. Because if you have butt in a statement over a guy who was peacefully discussing issues, whose and all his moorings were in God and the Bible. And I'm not some super religious person either. But Marty, when someone has a true moral core, just because they disagree with you, because you go along with most left-wing lunatic nonsense in the state Senate, most, I point out, you were wrong with the post you made. Wrong. And you should apologize. Brian Fallon should be fired from Bridget Kozarowski's staff. Face painting Scranton, let's hope you get your just reward, which is no more business from anyone. You're sick. Melissa McGowan, you should not be teaching our children in Valley View. Period. Phew. Frightening. Bob, is Donald from Pittston? He says, the left research is nothing. There are so many worse things I could call them, but because of the current political environment, I just say they are truly dumb as wood, which they are. The left and Democrats prove me right every time they post something online or make a political statement. So that's the problem. And I don't care. Slice it and dice it however you want. And Trump was making the point, however inarticulate he is, and he is. He's not an articulate guy. He just says what's on his mind, though, and he's very direct and blunt. And the point is that the violence is coming from the left, the lunatic left. And they're being stoked by a Democrat Party which is calling people like Trump fascists for simply believing in common sense. It's frightening. And these attacks over the last, 5 years? Maybe more? Almost exclusively left-wingers. Now you're going to see the left-stream media when it is disclosed what this sicko's motivations were. And yes, he's a left-wing lunatic. He's captured and he'll be announced. And repeating again, 22-year-old Utah resident Tyler Robinson, turned in by his father. Well, that's a good father. Didn't want to see his kid get killed, and he knew his kid did something evil and vile. And they turned him in via a minister who was an intermediary. Well, they're at the podium. They're starting to do mic checks, so we'll see if we get to it. Bulldog, let's do our veterans tribute for the first hour. We'll sneak it in here quickly if we can. Brought to you by our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Hey, a couple of great things. Not only can you go to the Stegmeyer Mansion in Otera, Otera 519 Scranton, Stegmeyer Mansion, but the Scranton Art House this weekend, downtown Scranton, Lackawanna Avenue. They have football on those huge, beautiful screens with great food and your favorite adult beverages this Sunday, the Eagles-Chiefs game. What a great idea. Leonard Koval, Wilkes-Barre. We lost him at age 92 on September 7th. His life was shaped by service, loyalty, and love. He was from the great North Wilkes-Barre neighborhood, a James Coughlin graduate. He served his country, private first class in the United States Marine Corps during the Korean conflict. He later joined the Pennsylvania State Police, stationed in Harrisburg and York County. But then for more than 40 years, he was with the Wilkes-Barre City Fire Department, serving with courage and devotion, proudly wearing the number one badge as a symbol of his duty. Faithful to his Roman Catholic faith, he was a devoted member of St. Stanislaus Costa in Wilkes-Barre. Member of the Marine Corps League, Fraternal Order of Police, International Association of Firefighters, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and this place I've got to go to, because I'm a Slovak, North End Slovak Citizens Club. Also a member of the Polish-American Veterans of Plain Township. He was also a man behind the camera, quietly capturing family milestones. Sharp aim at the dartboard. Laughter and his harmonica filled every birthday with song. He and his wife, the former Mary McDaniels, celebrated 67 years of marriage March 1st this year. Besides his beloved Mary, he will be dearly missed by his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Leonard Koval. John Fatula. He was from Hazelden. We lost him August 30th at age 90. He was born in Freeland, graduated from Hazel Township High School, and served us in the U.S. Army. Honorably discharged in April of 1963. After that, he worked various jobs, but then guess what? He became one of our great U.S. Postal Service letter carriers, retiring after 33 years as fleet manager in 2000. He loved to golf. Remember the Young Men's Polish Association, the McAdoo Fire Company? He was the senior potato pancake maker. Potato pancakes. He was also a member of the Hazelden Area High School football team chain gang. Surviving, his wife of 62 years, Gladys, his sons, grandchildren, and other family members, John Fatula. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and his great Basiliga hospitality. I'm telling you, you got to catch the football game at the Scranton Art House. You'll never see it better. Storm Tracker 16 forecast, meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly to mostly sunny, maybe a passing shower, high 78. Tonight, mostly clear and mild, low of 55. Tomorrow, clouds, then sunshine, 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, maybe a shower, low 55. Sunday, more clouds than sun, but it will be 80 degrees. And then Monday, mostly sunny, 77 degrees.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Alan Jackson, where were you when the world stopped? Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. We're awaiting this press conference where we anticipate and that we're going to hear that the murderer was Tyler Robinson, turned in by his father via a minister intermediary. Rob O'Donnell alerted us through our executive producer, Mr. Paul. And that's what we're guessing we're going to hear. And maybe they'll talk a little bit about how they caught him. But their original time was 9 o'clock, then delayed to 9:30. Now we haven't gotten underway quite yet. I read you Marty Flynn's post, and I had a lot of people call me, like, and they know I like Marty Flynn. And some of them are angry that I do, but I said, I'm going to call him out. It doesn't matter. He says, personally, I found Charlie Kirk morally offensive. That statement is so stupid, it's beyond comprehension. He was morally offensive because he had a deep belief in God. Now, that is the insanity of Democrat thinking. And he continues, and couldn't stand him. What? You didn't even know what the hell you're talking about, Marty. Zero. No idea. No effing clue. And then he says, but there is no place for violence against people who have different beliefs. We are all in this together. We are the United States of America. So he thought that was a clever, unifying post. It was factually asinine. Quite amazing. I don't know. What would make you do that? I'm not like to show the I'm still a tough Democrat. I don't get it. A guy just got his throat blown out by a sick left wing trans activist. Speaking to college students. Not attacking college, speaking to them. Speaking truth. And there's a but in there? I don't get it. In fact, he started with idiocy. And then said, but morally, what? Insane. Again, you get in this Democrat left echo chamber. It's controlled almost completely by the left-wing lunatics. Look at Billy Gunn. Look at Paige Cognetti. They're left-wing loons. And even though Marty Flynn doesn't swallow it all, he obviously swallows a lot of it. Absolutely horrendous. And then the best posts I saw on Facebook yesterday were people who said essentially this. If you have a but, if you're going to comment on the Charlie Kirk assassination and you have a but in there at all, unfriend me. I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want discourse with you. Those were great. Those were the posts that were great. Somebody texts in, the total stupidity of the people posting nonsense about Charlie Kirk, who loved this country and God and never once promoted violence. Yep. Charlie would say, prove me wrong, and the left were defeated every time, so they had to murder him in cold blood, so cowardly. A great man is now gone. You got it. Somebody texted in, Marty Flynn could have also not posted at all. Exactly. To make some stupid ass backwards point that you're trying to, I don't even know what you're trying to do. Don't post at all. What do you have to be heard on every issue? Especially issues you have no idea what you're talking about? Somebody texts in, face painting Scranton just alienated 50% of its customer base. 50%? 50%? Remember the post, picture Charlie Kirk. Guess he's up to date on his shots now. If that's not 99% of their customer base, I'll be shocked. Who wants to deal with somebody like that? Who wants to give the money? Who wants them around their children? And don't forget, remember how sick this person is. They also posted back when their Texas Trump-loving houses floated into Mexico. Wow. See, they should have... People talk about public activity. No. We're not doing violence back. No. But this person and this Melissa McGowan, this alleged teacher, and there was another teacher by the name of Moran, posted the same thing. There should be public stocks. They should bring that back. Public stocks. Go to the stocks. Stay there. Let everybody know what an ass you are. Somebody texted in, Bob, how does a guy like Marty Flynn keep getting elected? There has always been issues with his temper and maturity. What redeeming quality does he have? LTS, Eric, and Exeter. In Lackawanna County, it's not the same as in Luzerne. And remember, he's in the middle of this huge political fight where we haven't had a commissioner for 8 months, a third commissioner. He's in this huge political fight in the sandbox with little Billy Gaughan, silly Billy Gaughan. Incredible. Well, it's time for Bloomberg Money Minute. We will get to that press conference when the time comes. We want to hear what happened, how they exactly got him, although our man Rob and New York Post, Rob O'Donnell and the New York Post told us. We'll be back. Who's that, Bulldog? Waylon Jennings? When the Eagle Flies. Love that song.
Who's that, Bulldog?
Hey, When the Eagle Flies. My man Nicky DeSanto sent this in. He said, I missed 9/12, is what it says. It said, I would never want another 9/11, but I miss the America of 9/12. Stores ran out of flags to sell because they were being flown everywhere. People were American before they were upper or lower class, Jewish or Christian, Republican or Democrat. We hugged people without caring if they ate at Chick-fil-A or wore Nikes. On 9/12, that's the anniversary we celebrate today, what mattered more was what united us than what divided us. Thank you, Nikki. That's great. That is great stuff. By the way, something else he had sent to me, and I was looking for it yesterday. I couldn't get it in time. Talking about the people, we honored the dead of 9/11 yesterday in place of, and Charlie Kirk, in place of our normal veterans. 8 paramedics, 72 police officers, 343 firefighters, and 2,551 civilians died on September 11th. Always remember that. Thank you, Nikki, for great stuff yesterday and today. I want to get something in before the press conference starts. Maybe it's not starting in a bit, but before our news. Prayer is not about asking for things, Mother Teresa says. Prayer is about putting yourself in the hands of God. Make yourself available to Him and learn to listen to His voice in the depths of your heart. Saint Teresa, Mother Teresa for today. Always perfect, always poignant. Well, I look at my Bacardo Jewelers watch and I got to remember this. I was in Bacardo's yesterday. Talking with the guys, talking with Alex. He'll be on today with us, in fact. And they've got Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, and Seiko watches. You know what else they have? Raymond Weil, Victorinox, and Tory Burch watches. It is a gorgeous store, and I've got my Bacardo Jewelers watch on, and as I look at it, it tells me it's time for the news with Mark Nashko. We'll be back after this and go to this press conference when they're ready.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.